Dedicated to the survival of American democracy in an increasingly dangerous world, this is Secure Freedom Radio with Frank Gaffney, acted as Assistant Secretary of Defense for International Security Policy under President Ronald Reagan, founder and president of the Center for Security Policy in Washington, D.C., the go-to man for defense and foreign policy issues, joined by the greatest minds in the security policy business, the special forces in the war of ideas at Secure Freedom Radio with Frank Gaffney.
Welcome to Secure Freedom Radio. This is Frank Gaffney, your host and guide for what I think of as, well, an intelligence briefing on the war for the free world. In that battle space, there are a few men that I admire more and who have served more valiantly, certainly in the United States Congress of late, than our first guest. He is Congressman Louis Gohmert. He represents with true distinction the people of the 1st Congressional District, the great state of Texas. He chairs the Natural Resources Subcommittee on Oversight and Investigations, is a member of the Judiciary Committee, is the vice chairman of its Subcommittee on Crime, Terrorism, Homeland Security, and Investigations, and always a welcome guest here at Secure Freedom Radio. Congressman, welcome back. Good to have you, sir.
Always good to talk to you, Frank. Thank you.
I don't know where to begin. It is the true target-rich environment, but maybe we could start with your current thinking on the Benghazi scandal, Congressman. We, of course, just before the Memorial Day three-day weekend got underway, had a batch of emails that Hillary Clinton was involved with finally turned loose from the State Department to, I believe, the Select Committee on Benghazi. I know you haven't had a chance to read those, but from what you know about them, and more broadly, what you know about what was going on in Benghazi, is it fair to say that this is simply further reinforcement of the fact that there was real malfeasance taking place before, during, and after that attack on September 11th, 2012?
Well, we have known long before any emails were released, Frank, that the president and Hillary Clinton did not have the people, our own Americans, our own ambassador in Benghazi at the top of their concern list. Obviously, of more concern was the Las Vegas fundraiser the next day, and nothing needed to get in the way of that. And I do tip my hat to the president for his kind of mention of Benghazi the next day at the Las Vegas fundraiser and the big gathering there for his reelect, because he did mention them, you know, and so that was nice of him to mention them on the way to raising mass.
Yeah, it was on his mind.
He mentioned it in the middle of all the wild calls and hollering and clapping and applause. So it was nice of him to mention that we'd lost an ambassador. So
you're being just a little facetious, I know, Congressman, but this is really,
you know, you think?
What's appropriate given the kinds of outrages that we're seeing in this case.
And having become friends with family members of those who gave their lives, lost their lives. And actually, we had a couple on the rooftop that literally gave their lives. They knew what they were doing when they went up there. And one of the survivors from the rooftop had told me within 6 months after Benghazi that about exactly what had happened on the rooftop, and that these they knew when the first, there were three mortars fired, and they knew when the first one was fired, they had these guys zeroed in. They knew exactly the coordinates of what they were shooting for.
This was not a mob, in other words. This was not a spontaneous response to a video or anything
exactly.
else.
No, exactly. But so we knew that, and we knew the lies, and we knew that it took 20 hours or so, and the United States didn't send an appropriate plane to pick our people up. They sent a little private plane that's owned by somebody in another country that wasn't even big enough to get the gurney through the door without beating our wounded up coming in. So it was an outrage how they were treated. We knew that. We knew there could have been planes that got there in 3.5 hours and they didn't send them. We knew there were people that wanted to get there that were not allowed to get there. So we knew that there was absolute callousness in the face of our people being hit. And then, of course, we've found out since then there were, even Chris himself was asking for more security. He could see the problems coming.
Congressman, I know you feel passionately about this, and rightly so, and I think all of us should, given the true travesty of what happened there, the needlessness of it, and, of course, the lies that were told in its aftermath. Let me turn to a different topic, not unrelated, really, against the backdrop of an administration that has conducted itself in this fashion, not just in connection with Benghazi, but on, well, practically everything I can think of. It is extraordinary and astounding to me, and I know of great concern to you as well, that some in the leadership in the United States Congress have given the president a pass, or in some cases actually enabled behavior that is very, very problematic, notably with the action on this Corker-Cardin bill, as it's called. Can you talk a little bit about how you see it? What's happening inside the Congress at the moment that seems to be feeding into the president's lawlessness and disregard for our national interests?
Well, I don't know that I would say that what we're doing in the proposal by the Corker bill feeds into it. It just completely allows. It allows the president to be as lawless as he's being. So I guess one hand, you might say feeding, but I would say it just enables the president to keep doing what he's doing. But, you know, of all of the presidents that you would want to give more power and more flexibility to end up being able to trade and change immigration law unilaterally and do these kinds of things, I would think the last president you would want, given what we know now, would be this president. And I know there are many that I respect who are saying, oh, this is a great deal because it allows us, he has to bring these things before us and we get to approve them, and it's a good thing. Frank, the man has not provided information for things that have gone on during his whole presidency. They have been obfuscating, hiding, attacking.
The most transparent administration in history, right?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. But they have done everything they can to keep us from getting information about what's going on. And when I've asked some of my friends in Congress who think it's a good idea, look, guys, do you think that passing one more law requiring him to provide us information is now, after 6.5 years, going to cause him to start giving us information when he's been violating the law right and left?
I have a bridge to sell them. I have a bridge to sell them. Congressman, let me turn quickly to one other thing.
He's been subpoenaed, and he won't even answer the subpoenas. So,
Congressman Louis Gohmert is our guest from the 1st Congressional District of Texas, and a man of strong feelings, which I admire and delighted to be able to share with our audience. Very quickly, Congressman, there's another story that I'm tracking that I'm alarmed by. Senator Dick Durbin, the number two Democrat in the House of Representatives, in the United States Senate, has led an initiative aimed at trying to bring 65,000 Syrians into this country, most of whom will be Muslim, and probably some number will be jihadist. What do you make of what's going on here, and should we be opposing this kind of initiative, not abetting it?
We ought to be extremely concerned. And by way of explanation, when I said he's been subpoenaed, his administration has been subpoenaed numerous times. We have been told repeatedly that the Syrians have been vetted, and we are providing aid to the vetted, moderate Syrian rebels. And yet we have seen stories, of, including quotes of these so-called vetted, moderate Syrian rebels, where they say, we stand with ICE, we're brothers, and we keep sending them weapons.
ICE being the Islamic State.
They're our enemies, but this administration cannot even vet who they want to send weapons, heavy weapons to, that keep ending up in the Islamic State hands. So I don't know how in the world we would trust them not to be bringing in Syrians who are rebels themselves that want to bring down our government. I think
that's especially so good when the FBI tells us that they can't, in fact, vet these people. It's lunacy. Congressman, we have to let you go. Thank you. Our heart goes out to your folks who are suffering from the floods down there in Texas. Take good care, my friend. We'll talk with you again soon.
Thank you, Frank.
All the best. Next up, we'll drill down on what I call Senator Durbin's jihad caucus in the U.S. Senate with Ann Corcoran of Refugee Resettlement Watch. Straight ahead.
Visit us at facebook.com/securefreedom with Frank Gaffney.